This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Deep Space High, Destination Mars.
Jump into your wormhole and travel to Deep Space High. The school is space. But hurry, because lessons are about to begin.
So, gang, we've been thinking about the challenges presented by the terrain and environment on Mars and how it affects the design for robots that are being sent from Earth. Who can remember what we've learned so far?
Well, the materials used on a rover have to be able to cope with extreme temperatures. Mars gets very cold.
Brilliant. Anyone else?
They also have to cope with dust storms, which can smother solar arrays and get into the equipment.
You have to be tough to be a Mars rover, don't you? So today, we're thinking about another design challenge. I'll give you a clue. It's to do with the mission objective. I wonder who can remember that.
Is it to locate the famous Martian water world and skate park?
Well, one of the objectives are to find out if there are any signs of life on Mars. Is that close?
Very close indeed. Now, if a robot is on Mars looking for the tiniest piece of life or organic material, what's something that could go wrong? Imagine if someone sneezed onto the equipment, and when the ExoMars rover arrived on Mars, its probes discovered traces of the sneeze cells. People might jump to the wrong conclusions, that there was life on Mars, and that they also suffered from colds.
I suppose even the tiniest particles of organic material from Earth could get trapped on the rover and be taken all the way on the mission.
That would give the scientists very confusing results.
That's why every single piece of equipment on the ExoMars rover has to be completely sterile and clean of any organic material. Even everyday materials can't be used, like rubber for tyres and certain oils. They're organic materials and contain traces of living organisms from Earth. Every bit of plastic, every drop of paint, any lubricant used must be totally synthetic.
I suppose it's also a good thing to make sure the rover is clean, because if bacteria or germs did get onto Mars, well, it could kill off whatever life was there to start with.
Can you imagine that news story? We're excited to announce that we've found life on Mars. But unfortunately, a snotty tissue from Earth got stuck on the ExoMars rover and the common cold has killed off all the Martian life.
It sounds funny, but it's absolutely true. We don't want to contaminate Mars with germs or organic materials that could cause harm. So let's see how they tackle those challenges in the lab. As you can see, the laboratory where the ExoMars rover is built is a very clean and sterile environment. Technicians have to wear a full bodysuit, face mask and hairnets too. They're not allowed to touch the rover with bare hands. This is to prevent any human matter coming into contact with it. Before the rover can leave for Mars, technicians will have to sterilise it, so every component on it has to be either baked out, which is what it sounds like, basically put in an oven and baked for a very long time to kill off everything, or bombarded with hydrogen peroxide plasma, a hot bleach gas, which isn't very nice if you're a living organism.
But if you heat up a circuit board or a delicate piece of machinery or blast it with chemicals, won't that damage it?
You're right. It just shows how tough every last piece of the rover has to be, even before it's got to Mars.
Well, no one said space exploration was easy. Certainly not if you're an ExoMars rover.
Deep Space High, Destination Mars. With support from the UK Space Agency. Find out more at funkidslive.com/space.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.